good.
Thank you.
Get yourself set up there, Doug. Just a couple first thoughts, Coach.
Yeah. What a game. A lot to unpack with that one overall. I think Coach Jackson and their group, to be able to just keep punching and be down, you know, that 10 to 12, 15, they did not waver. I think you got to give them a lot of credit. Their style of play is unique. They have a unique way of getting under your skin with their physicality, and I thought they did that with us tonight. But I think for our group, extremely proud to, you know, again, to be up 10 to 15 and kind of have the game in hand. And I felt like our huddles, we were still just a little frustrated. We were great defense in the first half, held them to 32%, but we had the 8 turnovers and a little out of whack. I think you got to give Marshall credit for that. But to win that game, I've just been around in the last few years especially, that game right there is a game we've lost a number of times where we have the momentum and we're in control, and then we get hit in the mouth and everything goes against us, whether we do it or the other team does it, to make the big plays late, especially with how we start off this season, losing some close ones. I could not be more proud of our group, their resilience, Alex Hubricks to step up and make that shot. Obviously, Jack continues to prove to be an elite difference maker, and I'd say his production continues to be a game changer for our team, and him down the stretch has been fun to watch. And I think our team's learning how to lean on that. I know rotationally, you know, those last 10 minutes, winning time, I think everybody knows we can trust Jack.
Could weigh is that, I mean, some of his other stops, he didn't get to play a lot. He played, but not a lot. Not like this. That's just who he is. He doesn't know any better, or he's just got the skills, or what's happened here?
Yeah, all of the above. I think Jack, since he's been here, has really grown up and just really bought in quickly to our staff, to his teammates, and really took in the coaching, because early there was a lot of frustration, which I would say just misunderstanding with Jack and trying to get him, because naturally by nature he's just can be a little disconnected. He's got a big old heart. You get him in conversation and you are amazed, but in short spurts he can tend to be a little distant, so it takes time to learn that. For sure it takes time to get connected to that on the floor, and everybody can see he's different than what we've had. You know, he's a lot of ball in hand. He's less motion and less I'm just going to go score, so that takes a little bit of getting used to. And, you know, I think his previous stops, can't speak to that, but I think there's just been a lot of patience with him here and a lot of grace, and he's had a lot of grace with me with learning him. And just he's a very mature, very bright kid with a great heart.
First half was a defensive, I'm sure, just like you want, and then I think they scored 50, 51 or something in the second half. Yep. What was the difference in the two halves?
I think their mentality shifted a little bit. It you know, they came out like you would expect them to do. It's a tradition-rich program that's coming off a loss, and we really, I thought, hit them in the mouth to start. And then they came out and threw the next punch, and they really got downhill. They found some shots to fall. You know, coming into this game, you know, they were one of, I think, bottom 10 to 20 in three-point percentage. You know, I think that gave them some life, you know, and they just caught momentum. That can happen in a half, and that's certainly what happened in the second half.
Carter gave you a strong first half, right?
Yeah, he's all, I mean, just very proud of Dre, because he is somebody that's been here now in his third year, had a red shirt, oozes of talent, cares deeply. Is become an everyday guy emotionally and mentally, and bring in just encouragement to what we're doing. And that's been really to this point with very little minutes and ugly games at times for him, a lot of disappointment. So he embodies a lot of what I would love our young guys to be about just the development here at Wright State. If you don't get that immediate return on your minutes, on the affirmation you get from having good game, and you just stay driven and process-based with a good heart and attitude, Dre's done that. So this doesn't surprise me, and I think we're just going to see it more and more moving forward.
One of the things you said, Clint, after the Oakland game, that you regretted not having Jack on the floor,
yep,
last possession. Was that something consciously you go, that
kid's, yeah,
going to be on the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I hate to learn from close losses, but again, myself and our staff and his teammates just learning Jack, and that's certainly a mistake that I don't want to make again. And I think that's where you can see already see learning from some early season losses and how it can be very good for your team.
Coach, can you talk about Callahan a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, Solomon, again, I would say his ability to be dynamic with the ball, he's a very good defender, he's physical. I would say him and Keaton, in terms of every day, never have to worry about him. Like, even his redshirt year, his habits are as good as I've seen in our program, and his ceiling is very high, and he's still, you know, I think in some ways similar to Jack, just kind of learning that role. And I would say just even through, you know, we're in game 12 now, just kind of learning rotationally how to fit guys in and where guys are confident and when they're confident, and Solomon is just going to continue to get better. He's somebody we're extremely high on.
You mentioned Keaton. I saw a 12-minute timeout. I think before you got in the huddle, he pulled everybody together and don't know what he said, but took some leadership.
Yeah, I think, you know, the growth that our program's taken, you know, and again, this is objectively true with just measurements we use defensively, net, anything you could point to, you got to start with Keaton, because Keaton – is every single day driving the culture, driving the work ethic, driving and pushing Alex and Brandon to get out of their comfort zones. Things that the common fan, you cannot see. I would say second to my voice, it's Keaton. And you know, he's just critical to what we're doing. And I could not be more thankful that he's with us and he trusts us. And I know his teammates feel the same way about him.
I think you said this once before. Did you know Jack before when his name went in the portal? Did you know who this guy was?
Or? No. We watched his clips and we actually watched him against my old school, South Dakota State, which was his best game. And we're just like, what are we even talking about? You could tell he was dynamic. He was different than what we had. And then got on the phone with them, and it was like the first few minutes, it was like, okay, and then by minute 10 to 15 with him, it was like, absolutely. You could tell how he could connect thoughts and the fit and that there was a lot more there. But, yeah, we had no prior relationship.
Who was in on him? Nobody. Like Brandon and Chillicothe.
Yeah, a number of our guys. Alex.
Was you, right?
Yeah, Logan. I mean, you go down the line and a lot of players out there and you know, credit to just the staff and the current guys we have here. It helps sift through a lot of where you can go wrong, and we certainly haven't been perfect in recruiting, but I would say our current players, they help us attract the right thing at Wright State.
I can see how people might miss a high school kid, but how can you miss it, Jack?
I think if you look at his production, I'm guessing a lot of, you know, people weren't, you know, the spring just becomes production, hype train, you know, that's all it gets celebrated. And again, to the common fan, I get it. I'd probably do the same thing. You immediately look up his name, what he averaged. He's going to be a great player. But we've seen time and time again that production doesn't translate from one school to the next. There's so many things that go into it. You know, so it happens quite a bit. Maybe not to the extent of Jack, but it happens.
Coach, I was just going to say, speaking of the common fan, mm-hmm, they think the coach is just bringing players to bring them in, but don't you have to have the right fit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there has to be a great – self-awareness of a ton of things. And I think that the basketball fit is the easiest part to evaluate. Not that it's easy, but it's easier certainly than trying to evaluate the personality fit, the moral compass fit, what's he like when things don't go well for him. All that stuff you really can't evaluate as much as you'd like. You know, I feel like we try to be as detailed and as thorough and run our race and not be sped up by what's going on around us and not jeopardize. Really, when I think that way, I don't want to jeopardize the current parents and players that are here. I do not want to shortcut the evaluation of your character, because it means a long season. We go through incredible highs and lows. And if you don't trust the heart of the men with you, it deteriorates your room quickly. So we try to be thorough with that. And there's never been more of a time where it's just a rat race and you can skip steps, and we're trying to do our best not to.
You're in this part of the season now. You had the two Horizon games in Michigan last week, and then you got another Horizon game coming up, then another non-con game. What's kind of the balance in terms of making sure you stay focused?
Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah, I was a little uncomfortable coming into this one knowing that dynamic. You know, league games, there's a different level of intensity. There's a different focus, familiarity. To come in and play, again, a program that's beaten us two times in a row in finals week. Very happy. You know, last time we were in the Nutter Center, there was 10,000 people in here. So a lot of variables. I didn't quite know emotionally how we'd be right. And then, like you said, now we have a week, and you got Youngstown. And that's where I lean on our older guys, the experience, just to kind of understand, have a mature day-to-day. Because it can, again, there's just so many dips and turns through your team trying to keep them focused. And this is another little wrinkle, but I have no doubt our guys will do it correctly.
Do you think the fact that the second game last week was the win over Detroit, did that kind of help if it had been switched around? Or?
Well, actually, I feel like our pattern's been, I think this is the first time we've won two consecutive Division I games. And I've not liked our pattern of emotionally high, emotionally low. I think there's been a little bit of that. So that was actually, I felt like it was something we needed to improve on to become more consistent. And I think we got that done. You know, now it's just, now you're resting in a week off in between games, which has been different. Our guys are in somewhat of a pattern of a game every 2 to 3 days. So we need to make sure as a staff we strategize and make sure we plan our days accordingly. And turn it up with practice and live reps and hitting when we need to.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
I got my stuff here. I'm doing something on Paul Jenner.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm trying to get through.